Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Taiwan has a right to live in peace, said White House Indo-Pacific Coordinator Kirk Campbell at a meeting hosted by the Asia Society Policy Institute and Asia Society New York. "We've tried to send a very clear message of deterrence across the Taiwan Strait," added Coordinator Campbell, and warned China that any move against Taiwan would be catastrophic.
"We need to signal when China has taken steps that are completely antithetical to international order. That's important not only for Hong Kong, but it is also important for other things that China might contemplate."
State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the United States will continue to support a peaceful resolution of cross-strait issues, consistent with the longstanding wishes and the best interests of the people of Taiwan.
"We have repeatedly urged Beijing to cease its military, its diplomatic, its economic pressure against Taiwan."
Secretary Blinken has repeatedly said it would be a profound mistake by any party to try and remake that status quo with the use of force. "Our commitment to Taiwan is rock solid, and we believe that commitment contributes to the maintenance of peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait and within the broader region," affirmed spokesperson Price. For four decades, American policy has been consistent. The One China policy is guided by the Taiwan Relations Act, the three joint communiques, and the six assurances provided to Taipei. "That has not changed," stressed spokesperson Price. Indeed, several months ago, the State Department unveiled an updated contact guidance that will allow the U.S. to deepen its partnership with the people of Taiwan. "The United States," said White House Coordinator Campbell, "has extraordinarily important interests in the maintaining of peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.